great reading of such a reality of our faith makes us well. And just the Lord reminding me, because I talk to people a lot about, you know, and pray for them, and get a lot of texts from people, and you know how to do battle and warfare and all that stuff, and there's some familiar stuff we hear a lot of times, but I have to constantly be reminded of it. And in 1 John 4, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they're from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God, that every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that is coming and is now already in the world. But you're from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in or of the world. And that translation is actually of the world. And they are of the world, not from the world, and of the world. And we know, and in context here, especially the scripture here, it really is talking about demonic spirits, you know, that they speak, you know, we hear them. We know that we hear the voice of God. We can hear the voice of the enemy just as well. We can hear our own. And so sometimes they get all confused, and he's just kind of, you know, laying it out here. This is how you know whether what you're hearing is from God. Are they confessing Jesus, you know, the exalting Jesus? And I love that, because it's that scripture we have, you know, our refrigerator verse that we talk about here a lot. But the greater is he who is in you than he who is of the world, you know. And we always hear about victory, you know, being a place where we start, not something we're trying to obtain. But really, in the battle, in the warfare, understanding that they're not equal to Jesus, you know. It's not, Satan is not the opposite of Jesus, right? He's a fallen angel. He's not the opposite. You know, we'd say, what's the opposite of Jesus? Or God would say the devil. No, not even close to it. And then 1 John 5, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Whoever loves the Father loves the child born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and observe his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. And whoever is born of God, or whoever is born again, overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. And that world, that word even overcome there is taken from the same word of victory, the Greek word which we get Nike victory from. And the word means to come off as a conqueror, to rule, right? So whatever is born of God rules. You've already overcome the world. And the world order, and that, again, when he's talking about this world order, is just something where we get the word cosmos from, and the word means just order, you know, that there's an order of this world and a heavenly order, you know, and you've already overcome the order of the world, you know, where Satan has been cast down to the world and where he dwells, and he's called the god of this world, that you've already overcome it, right? You've already, if you're born again, you are conqueror, and we know that. But we don't always start there when we think of doing warfare, do we, or battle. If you're born again, you've already conquered it. And greater is he who is in you, right? Again, just simple things. We don't do the battle, he does. And I just love that. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and here is the victory that overcomes the world. Believe it. Your faith. Real simple. I've got a person I'm communication with, and they're at this seminary way off, and they're having a hard time, you know, because a lot of the teachers are very liberal and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't know why you're there in the first place. But anyway, that's for another conversation. But, you know, they had to move rooms, and they're just, you know, it's real oppressive there. And, you know, the warfare. And I'm like, you've already won. Big deal. So there's warfare there. You're an overcomer, right? Greater is he who's in you than he's in the world. You've already victorious over it. Just If there's something there, tell it to go. It's that simple. But what happens is the enemy tries to make warfare complicated. You know, and you got to do it this way and do that and do this and do that. But the simple thing is, this is the victory, your faith. And they know that. Somehow they know that. You know, demonic spirits know your faith, whether you believe in that or not. And if you believe that you're victorious, and you believe you've already overcome them, and another cool verse, which is a real familiar one, but just give you a good mental picture here. Familiar verse to you again. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Thanks be to God who always leads us in his triumph in Christ, and he manifests through us this sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. Always leads us in. And that word triumph is where this open public triumph is taking place, where the victor is lifted up and he's triumphant, and the captor is led behind him in defeat. So when they heard this word, they remembered seeing that when these their leaders or whatever the Romans would conquer, they would be exalted, and the enemy would come behind them in shackles and in chains, defeated. And that's the picture of the victory that he says he always leads us. Everywhere we go, we're led in that kind of triumph in Christ. Whatever you're battling is exalted, Jesus. You know, you are so above that, and the enemy is coming behind you in chains. Jesus is on display, you're on display as victor, and the enemy's on display as defeated. Right? In everything. Always leads us in his triumph in Christ. No matter what you're going through, here's what it looks like in the Spirit. And your faith sets you on that place of exaltation, of victory. Believe it. Right? And then you'll see, oh my gosh, these things are, they're already defeated. They're on public display in the Spirit as being defeated. And all they can do is talk you off of that high place. That's what Scripture says. The enemy's always trying to talk you off of your high place, of being the victor and the ruler. See what I mean? Isn't it just simple, like, oh, okay, yeah. And I was just, you know, thinking of something recently, and I was thinking, what the heck? What am I thinking? You know, you're already victorious like this. And he's always going to lead you in his triumph in Christ. Greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. If you're born again, you've already overcome it. You're riding in that seat of triumph. You know, Song of Solomon talks about that coming up, chapter 3, coming up out of the wilderness place with 60 mighty men around you with all the scented perfumes of, it says all of them, right? That's all the new creation, everything that you have in Christ. That's what it looks like. You're in the sedan chair with Jesus, victorious. Everything in life is like that, right? So in other words, and my friend, and we talk about it all the time, he gives me permission to talk about it when I was telling you about, if you go into any situation or ministry with defeated mindset, guess what? You're going to be defeated. It's just a mindset. But if you think, wait a minute, victory, yeah, 60 mighty men, here I am, always lead me in the triumph. They're behind me on public display. Then it changes you the way you think. It'll change the way you approach it. And it'll change the way you see yourself. And it can break, and warfare can break in just an instant, just like that. With like, just believe in that, and the declaration of it, right? One more verse, familiar. 1 Corinthians 15:57. It says, again, thanks be to God, who is always giving us continually, that is a present tense word, giving us right at this moment victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Same word. Right? So thank you, Lord. All right, real simple, but just remember, that's where we face life, and warfare is real, right? We know that. But as Bishop said, and I really like what he said a couple of weeks ago, I believe there is a devil, but I don't believe in him. You know, because to believe in him is giving him more power than he has. right? So, Lord, just help us get this in our spirit and whatever we're walking through in any area of life. Thank you, Lord, that you're leading us triumphantly. Thank you that you've already overcome. And thank you, Lord, that the enemy is already a public display of defeat. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.